Disclaimer, the people speaking in the podcast are playing parts for the sake of spreading awareness of the topic in mind. In no way are these individuals experts at anything, as of now at least. Hello everybody, this is the Apes vs. Podcast, where we interview the smartest people in the STEM field and ask them about our current state in science, and if there's any hope for humanity in the future. Today on the pod, we have a leading environmentalist scientist from Paris, currently studies and researches in the Research Triangle Park. Give it for Dr. Jean Joseph.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Everything's all right on my end, doctor. Let's get right into the main topic for today, population growth and overpopulation.
Yes, sir.
Recently, you published a paper regarding your concerns over overpopulation, claiming that the consequences of it will surely affect the environment when it comes to deforestation, our natural resources, and habitat loss. Let's start off with your idea of overpopulation.
Well, we should look over the data we currently have in the United States. According to the 2020 census report, we have a total of over 331 million people residing in the country. Comparing the population from previous census reports, the United States sees a growth of more than 1,600,000 people in the country per year, with half of them being natural births and the other half being immigrants. That's about a growth of 180 people a day. Although the United States as of now is able to sustain the population, Americans, however, use a lot of resources, which is not sustainable.
Tell me more about that.
The average American produces a lot when it comes to their carbon footprint, energy intake, emissions, transportation such as planes, and etc. Well, compared to other countries, such as my own in France, they take their carbon footprints seriously and are drastically different from the average American. According to the Global Footprint Network, the United States has enough renewable energy and sources to sustain only 150 million people, which is only half the population. Since Americans are taking in more than what is being made, the United States could suffer the various issues when it comes to its environment.
Interesting. Lately, I've been trying to take note of my carbon footprint and try to limit any damages towards the Earth. It doesn't seem like much, but I know very well that if other people did this in masses, we wouldn't have to worry too much about the consequences.
Precisely. As we push this message through our education in America, we could see a clear future for Earth and Americans.
I hope so. Now, a couple of seconds ago when we stated airing this episode, I mentioned the issues that you stated in your paper in which you voiced concerns over forests and our natural resources.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you to go through each one and explain to me and the audience about these issues one by one and in the hopes of educating everyone on the consequences of neglecting our planet, starting with how overpopulation can lead to deforestation.
As I mentioned earlier, the U.S. population is increasing rapidly. As more people enter the U.S., the more there will be a demand for housing and space for living. According to the Pachamama Alliance, trees will begin to be cut in masses in favor of building homes and businesses to meet the needs of a growing population. The quickest change we see with deforestation is a loss of habitat for animals that are already living in forests. Other environmental issues that arise as trees fall are soil erosion, flooding, and increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases. Since trees help the land near them retain water and soil, soil erosion and flooding will be present in an area that has been deforested. Lastly, greenhouse gases will continue to rise as more trees are cut down. Healthy forests help observe carbon dioxide and convert that to oxygen, but with the lack of forests, nothing much can be done about the carbon dioxide apart from it going to the atmosphere and contributing to global warming.
I see. Wasn't there a lot of events of deforestation in Australia?
Oh yeah, definitely with humans contributing to deforestation, but a lot of it involves the fires that happened in Australia, which really can be connected back to climate change. But here domestically at home, from a personal experience, the place that where I live, there's been a lot of deforestation. A lot of trees are being cut down, and the place looks emptier than it usually is. The trees used to give off life in the yard, but also it took in carbon dioxide, obviously. But without the trees, it just looks blander, and obviously the part of the town's going to suffer the consequences of deforestation.
Okay, so deforestation is one. What's the last issue?
We are polluting and losing our resources.
I assume this involves resources such as soil, water, and fossil fuels?
Of course. According to the EPA, due to the high levels of polluted agriculture and urban runoff, the EPA found that the majority of streams and rivers in the U.S. are not suitable for aquatic life or for humans to consume it.
Much of the Earth's fresh water is in streams, so this is very serious.
It definitely is. Additionally, according to the Environmental Working Group, in the state of Iowa, much of its topsoil has been eroded. Half of Iowa's soil has been depleted in the past 150 years, and it continues to do so as soil production is being overtaken by the soil that is being lost. Issues like these pose a threat to our way of living, not just for us, but for animals as well.
How does that happen in the first place?
It all goes back to the issue of overpopulation and climate change, Maine. Most of the soils have been lost to previous severe storms that have affected the area. As climate change has gotten worse due to increasing greenhouse gas levels, storms get more severe. As people continue to pollute the earth and deforest needed trees, storms will only get worse.
And I assume that farmers that worked in those areas that used to have rich soil had to move to other places, right?
Exactly. And that's another part of the issue. As the population grows and we need to feed more people, we need farmers to produce more food. Some farmers have lost their land to storms and have had to look for new places to farm.
And finding a new patch of land to work at may require the removal of even more trees.
Exactly. It's all a never-ending loop unless we do something about it. We need to spread awareness of what could happen if Americans continue these habits, encourage adoption over birth, support family planning efforts, and vote people in office to take this into serious consideration.
Thank you, Doctor, for telling us this information and being on the podcast with us.
My pleasure.
We'll see you guys on the next one.